Calls for reform in the Buffalo Police Department have grown louder in recent weeks. While considerable focus has been given to the case of Martin Gugino, the 75-year-old protester who was injured when he was pushed to the ground by police on the steps of City Hall, it's one of many stories that have sparked criticism of Buffalo police. Allie Ingersoll of Investigative Post has done extensive reporting on the police, protests, and their calls for reform, and she offers a review on this morning's press pass.
So the protesters have had a presence in some way in Buffalo since May 30th. That's when that large protest took place in downtown Buffalo. And that's when police responded with the pepper bullets, and really it spread out throughout that city. It was that week that really, I think, set the tone for what we're all talking about right now, because it was that week that everything with Martin Gugino then happened. That's when the curfew was in place, those sorts of things. There are some reforms that are going into effect, but people who are out there who are protesting, they say they want more to be done. So one of the major things that they're asking for is more transparency and accountability. And that includes having citizens review complaints that are made against police. There are also a lot of calls to defund the police. It's something we're not only hearing here in Buffalo, but we're hearing all over the United States. In Buffalo, when I'm talking to the protesters, I'm asking them what they mean by this. What do you want to do with defunding the police? They're saying they mean that they want to reallocate the funding that's given to police to buy stuff like new equipment and cars, and they want to redistribute that funding to people like social workers, so police aren't the ones who are responding to mental health issues and drug overdoses, those sorts of things.
Those calls for police reform only grew louder after another incident was captured on video. As Ingersoll has reported, the fallout from that video has led to the suspension of Buffalo Police Lieutenant Michael DeLong.
The video we saw last week with the lieutenant from B District, he was one of the 10 officers responding to a mental health crisis that had taken place on the west side of the city. In that video, you hear this officer, this lieutenant, talking to this woman, calling her a very vile name and degrading her. And we had a chance to talk with her, and she was very shaken up about that incident. She said that she keeps having flashbacks about it. She says that she feels he abused his power. And we also spoke with the mother of the man who police are responding to, and she told us that this is something that has been going on for 7 years, that she has filed a number of complaints against the police because of how they show up to respond to her sons, their twins. So it's this young man in the video who you see. There's also his twin brother who also has mental health illnesses.
Reports of such incidents have been at the center of many of the calls for reforms in the Buffalo Police Department. And according to Allie Ingersoll, the calls are drawing a mixed response from City Hall.
So we're hearing that the mayor is willing to address the key issues. He has announced some reform right now. Some of those reforms include not bringing people into custody for low-level arrests, just giving appearance tickets for those, reducing the amount of interaction police have with people due to the fact that they smell marijuana. And that's actually something that the mayor put into effect in 2019. However, he reiterated that recently when he said he found out that that was not being followed as he had intended it to be followed. There are also some other reforms that he announced last week that have to do with parking tickets. And that was kind of the one that people who are out there protesting, they kind of stopped for a second and raised their eyebrows. And they were like, this is not what we've been asking for. We've been asking for more accountability. And so they're kind of curious about where now the mayor will go.
Well, Allie Ingersoll, it doesn't sound like this is a story that's going to come to an end anytime soon, at least in terms of looking for reforms. We do appreciate your time, and thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.